Hello everyone, welcome back to A Cup of English. The title of your podcast today is Basic Pronunciation Practice Number 23 plus Interactive English. So today we're going to follow Liz again. She's not feeling very well today, and so there's a little conversation about how she's feeling. You will hear me repeat the dialogue a couple of times very slowly, so you can hear my pronunciation very clearly. Then at the end, after you have created about four new sentences with clues that I give you, I will read the dialogue the last time in a normal native speed. So, let's get to work. Basic pronunciation practice number 23. So, Liz, are you going to go to the doctor? Are you going to go to the doctor? Or do I have to take you myself? Or do I have to take you myself? Yes, yes, I'm planning on going. Yes, yes, I'm planning on going. You don't have to force me. You don't have to force me. Believe me, I feel terrible. Believe me, I feel terrible. Well, you look terrible. Well, you look terrible. Oh, thanks. That makes me feel better. Oh, thanks. That makes me feel better. You know what I mean. You know what I mean. Look, you've had a temperature for 2 days. You have a sore throat. You have a sore throat. And you have no energy. And you have no energy. If I were you, I would go immediately. If I were you, I would go immediately. Yes, I suppose you're right. Yes, I suppose you're right. It's just that... What? I hate hospitals and clinics and needles and pills. I hate hospitals and clinics and needles and pills. So do I. So do I. I don't even like the smell of hospitals. I don't even like the smell of hospitals. But what choice do you have? But what choice do you have? If you delay seeing a doctor, if you delay seeing a doctor, you might end up with an infection. You might end up with an infection. And you know what that means. And you know what that means. Yes, antibiotics. Antibiotics. Okay, you've convinced me. Okay, you've convinced me. I'll call and make an appointment. I'll call and make an appointment. Okay, let's have a look at what you're going to do now. There are a couple of sentences that I would like you to copy but change a little bit. In the second line, when Liz first starts to speak, she says, You don't have to force me. Believe me, I feel terrible. You are going to, but I will give you some different information. Instead of using the subject you, you will use they. We'll still use the verb to have in the negative, so it's either don't have or doesn't have. But the verb following will be to persuade. So instead of you, we will have they. And instead of to force, we will have to persuade. After the semicolon, we'll still have the phrase believe me. The subject will be I. And the verb will be to know, followed by what to do. So we have the subject, they, the negative of to have, the verb to persuade. Then in the second part of the sentence, after believe me, we'll have the subject, I, the verb to know, and then it'll be followed with what to do. I'll give you a few seconds to see what you come up with. Okay, so the sentence should say, they don't have to persuade me. Believe me, I know what to do. They don't have to persuade me. Believe me, I know what to do. Okay, now we'll use the same sentence for you to make a similar one. This time, the subject is he, so be careful of the negative of the verb to have. You have to think, if he is the subject, am I going to say don't have or doesn't have? The following verb is to convince. And instead of having me afterwards, we will have the object, her. So you have he as the subject, the negative of the verb to have, followed by convince. And the second part of the sentence still has the phrase believe me, object, and followed by to go. Now that's a lot of information. I hope you can follow. Let me just go over it one more time. So since you'll start with the subject, he. The verb that we change will be to convince, followed by her. Then after saying, believe me, you will use the noun, she, and the verb to plan. I'll give you a few seconds. Okay, well, the sentence should read like this. He doesn't have to convince her. She plans to go. He doesn't have to convince her. Believe me, she plans to go. Okay, the second sentence that we're going to use is about halfway down, and it's spoken by Sam, and he says, if I were you, I would go immediately. So it's hypothetical, it's subjunctive. If I were you, I would go immediately. Okay, so we're going to replace a few things. In the first sentence that you will do, we will keep if I were you. It's a good thing to practice, if I were you, because we say it so often. But the second part, we will change the verb. Instead of using the verb to go, we'll use the verb to study. And instead of immediately, we will just say regularly. So this is a fairly simple conversion. We will stick with if I were you, and then we will simply replace the verb to go with to study, finishing off with regularly. Let's see what you come up with. Okay, and it should say, if I were you, I would study regularly. If I were you, I would study regularly. Okay, very good. Now, the last sentence, also using this format, we're going to keep if I were, but we will replace the object with them. Okay, so instead of saying you, we will say them. Instead of using the verb to go, we will use to sell. And then we'll finish off with the noun, the house. So the first part of the sentence is the same, if I were. The object is them. The verb is to sell. And we finish with the house. Let's see what you can do with that. Okay, and it should say, if I were them, I would sell the house. If I were them, I would sell the house. Very good. I'm sure you did well with that. So finally, I will finish off with the reading of the dialogue at a normal native speed. So Liz, are you going to go to the doctor? Or do I have to take you myself? Yes, yes, I'm planning on going. You don't have to force me. Believe me, I feel terrible. Well, you look terrible. Thanks. That makes me feel better. Well, you know what I mean. Look, you have a sore throat and you have no energy. If I were you, I would go immediately. Yes, I suppose you're right. It's just that... What? I hate hospitals and clinics and needles and pills. So do I. I don't even like the smell of hospitals. But what choice do you have? If you delay seeing a doctor, you might end up with an infection. And you know what that means. Yes, antibiotics. Okay, you've convinced me. I'll call and make an appointment. Well, that's the end of today's podcast. Thank you again for joining me. I hope you're finding these podcasts useful. If you have any questions or suggestions, please feel free to email me at acupofenglish@hotmail.com. For those of you needing my app, you can find it in iTunes called A Cup of English. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.